From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri House members are again moving quickly on legislation to ban gifts from lobbyists to elected officials. It easily passed the House last year, but died in the Senate over concerns that it was too broadly written. House Speaker Todd Richardson told reporters Thursday that he has the option of just making it a House rule not to accept lobbyist gifts, but would prefer a permanent law.
If we're not able to get that bill across the finish line, then we'll revisit some other options at that time. But the best policy for this state is to have a permanent policy in place that has the full force and effect of law.
This year's lobbyist gift ban measure received first-round approval last week in the House. It's expected to be voted over to the Senate later this week. Rideshare services such as Uber and Lyft are hoping to expand services to Missouri customers under proposed statewide regulation for the app-based companies. The proposal requires background checks for drivers, vehicle inspections, and includes a rider non-discrimination policy. The bill has largely drawn bipartisan support, but some are concerned that the statewide regulations don't go far enough to ensure safety. The proposal also includes a statewide provision saying drivers don't have to pay local taxes. Two House committees have approved the bill, but a similar measure proposed last year stalled when it reached the Senate. Uber currently operates in St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, and Springfield. Another Missouri school district is considering whether to join 18 others that have adopted a four-day school week. East Newton Superintendent Todd McCracken says the district is considering the change because of less state funding and declined enrollment. The Joplin Globe reports that 9 of the 18 districts using a four-day week adopted it for this year when the state saw a $398 million gap between what a school funding formula called for and the money allocated to the schools. After gathering public response, the district hopes to decide by February. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.